remember Eric was with me, that my coworker, and we were talking about a lot of stuff because we were driving around Southern California together. We were talking about the Bible a lot, and we just were with each other like 24 hours a day because we were just working, eating, and sleeping for the whole week because we were so busy this week. And I remember we were talking about this, and he was saying, well, then why do all those paintings, you know, have the long hair of Jesus? And I told him, I said, because the guy who's drawing them is a queer. That's why. Leonardo da Vinci. I'm sorry, does that offend you? Leonardo da Vinci is a queer. Did you know that? Did you know that Michelangelo, the painter who painted the Sistine Chapel, which is just paintings of nude men. That's all it is. Oh, it's beautiful artwork. No, it's not. It's pornography. It's a man painting nude men. There's nothing beautiful about that. Okay? And so I said, the guy who drew it's a long-haired queer. So he draws a long-haired queer and says, that's Jesus. No, that's blasphemy. No, that's ridiculous. No, I see these pictures of Jesus, and you know, I want to walk up to him. And then it's funny, because after Eric and I were talking about this, and he said, yeah, you're right. You're totally right. We're walking through the store, and either he or I forget who said, hey, I wonder who drew that picture right there. And we saw a painting of just one of these just disgusting pictures of a man who looks, you can't tell if it's a man or a woman. And it's one of these Renaissance paintings of religion, you know, religious painting. And I always want to walk up to that Jesus that's got the long, shaggy hair, and he looks half woman. He looks like a sissy, and he looks like some kind of a hippie from San Francisco or something. And he's got this little soft look, and he's just so beautiful. When the Bible says he has no form, no comeliness, there's no beauty that we would desire. Here he is, this little sissified long hair. And yes, the Bible says that a man should have short hair. Yes, the Bible says that women are supposed to have long hair. Yes, it's supposed to be a difference between male and female. Male and female created them. It wasn't Adam and Steve, it was Adam and Eve. Okay? And so, I can make that joke because my name is Steve. I just want to walk up and just draw the marijuana cigarette in his mouth. Because I feel like that's the only thing that's missing. You know, he's got the long hair, he looks like a hippie, he's this peacenik. Put a doobie in his mouth, and don't lie to me and tell me that it's Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is going to look like some kind of a wimp and some kind of a transvestite. You be honest with me, if you open up a history book and turn to the Renaissance and look at those paintings, they are vile, they're filthy, they're wicked, but why is it that you can walk into even some Bible colleges will have those paintings on the wall? Why? Because of tradition. Because tradition is elevated above the Word of God. The Bible says that nakedness is a shame. The only time nakedness is not a shame is between a man and his wife. And here they are just portraying nude men. Disgusting. The Bible says, and I talked about this, that Jesus was crucified with his clothes on. Why is it that everybody believes that he was stripped naked and crucified? Because they like to draw nude men. That's why. Because they're a bunch of perverts. Because I'm going to tell you, the Bible says his robe was put back on him and they led him away to crucify. Clearly. I don't know what they don't understand about that. But you know, we've seen it in the picture. Of course Jesus had long hair. Of course he was stripped naked. No, that's just what people have taught you. But if you would read the Bible for yourself, you wouldn't err not knowing the Scriptures.